Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The whooping crane is an endangered species. It's been nursed back from the brink of extinction. Seeing a whooping crane in the wild is an awesome experience, and you can do that at the Texas coast. But now the whooping crane is threatened again, this time by the drought. Apparently there hasn't been enough fresh water flow from Texas rivers and streams into these critical bays that where the whooping cranes winter. And we're seeing problems, health problems, starvation of some of the whooping cranes. And now a federal judge is stepping in and saying that the Texas rivers need to flow strong enough in order to maintain these estuaries. And so that's causing a conflict between the people who want to keep the water, mainly the LGBR, the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority, and also the people who want the water for the estuaries, the Aransas Project. And helping in addressing that, Jim Blackburn is an attorney for the Aransas Project. He is speaking out on behalf of trying to keep the water flowing. Is that right, Jim?
No, that's correct. The cranes depend on blue crabs for their principal food source, and freshwater inflows are essential to keeping the production of blue crabs up.
So what's the population of the whooping cranes right now?
Well, the whooping cranes right now, frankly, it's hard to say exactly what the population was or is. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has recently changed their counting methodology, and they're now give a number plus or minus. They are around 257 cranes, but it's a pretty big plus or minus range. And this new methodology is certainly causing some problems. We have been up as high as about 280 the year before the big die-off in 2008-2009. And we really haven't recovered from that 2008-2009 downturn that where we had 23 cranes that died.
And you say that downturn, that 2008-2009 downturn, happened because of starvation and other problems related to high salinity levels in the feeding grounds because of the lack of fresh water.
That's absolutely correct. And when we had a two-week trial on that issue in federal court in Corpus Christi, and district judge, Jack, ruled that we had proven our case, that in fact the withdrawals that were authorized by the state of Texas basically changed by worsened a natural drought to the point that the amount of habitat that was suitable for blue crabs had been reduced all the way down to about 10% of the bay, which is really unacceptable.
Now, the group, the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority, which manages the water flow from the Guadalupe River and Blanco, which goes to the San Antonio Bay, and they're saying that that they have the water rights and that they want to manage the water and that they've got cities, municipalities, farmers, and ranchers that need that water.
Well, I think during a time of drought, there's going to be a lot of different demands for water. I think our point is that the bays and the whooping crane needs need to be on the table along with every other need, and that we need to balance all of the different uses. Right now, the whooping cranes, the bays, the coastal economy is just not on the table. It has no role, it has no water, and it basically gets cut off. And this cutoff has killed, at least in 2008-2009, 23 whooping cranes. And I just don't think that is really what the state of Texas people want. I think that the balance is a word that fits. I think stewardship is a word that fits. And I think the whooping cranes are of importance. We're not saying the whooping cranes get all the water. We're not saying that by any stretch. What we're saying is that there's a need to balance. And balancing is the key.
Now, San Antonio River is also one of the rivers that feeds the area. Is that right?
That's correct. San Antonio and Guadalupe come together right above San Antonio Bay, and that's where the cranes are.
And so how's the San Antonio River water flow? Does that need a boost?
Well, I think that it's really the flow into the bay from both the San Antonio and the Guadalupe River systems. There are withdrawals actually below where the two come together. That's one of the principal points where the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority withdraws, and there's a saltwater barrier down there that prevents the flow of the river from going into the bay directly. And what I would just say is that we need to look at the whole system and how it's operated. I mean, water use goes up during a drought. That's something that's somewhat counterintuitive, except what we should be thinking about is drought management. We should be thinking about alternative water sources. We should be thinking about creative permitting methods. And none of those are being looked at because they're not required to be looked at. And as long as there's no legal regime to protect the whooping cranes in the bays, they're just not going to get protected.
The number to call to join the conversation, 614-8980. Do you think the whooping cranes deserve the fresh water, or do you think that this system is tilted in one way or the other? Give us a call, 614-8980. So you say there's no regime to protect the whooping cranes. What about the federal judge?
Well, I mean, the federal judge is attempting to do that and has ruled that, in fact, the state has to develop a habitat conservation plan. That is on appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and we will be arguing that the state of Texas is representing the officials of the TCEQ that were sued. The Guadalupe Blanco River Authority will be there. A number of interveners will also be present, as well as a number of groups that wrote friend of the court briefs, and we will be there for the Aransas Project, and that oral argument will be Thursday morning in New Orleans.
Well, it seems like we've been down this road before. We've had federal judges take over water management issues over little blind salamanders.
Well, that's correct. The Edwards Aquifer Authority was formed by the Texas legislature to address the problems in the springs at San Marcos and New Braunfels. And I think that regime actually has worked out quite well. I mean, it hasn't been particularly easy, but I don't think that there has been massive disruption of any type. And as best I can tell, there is a process underway to get water for the springs during drought conditions, which is really the time when these water-dependent species will have the hardest time.
So we're waiting to see what happens in the appeals. That's where we are right now.
That is correct. The Court of Appeals in New Orleans issued what's called a stay, and they stopped Judge Jack's opinion from coming into effect and basically put it on hold until they have a chance to review and consider the rulings that she made, which included a lot of fact findings and a lot of legal rulings, and many of which are on appeal.
And so the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority can now issue water permits?
Well, they could always issue water permits. Nothing that the judge did interfered with their ability to sell water. The judge did issue an injunction against the state issuing any new permits. And Guadalupe Blanco River Authority is in the process of trying to get a new permit, but it's nowhere close to being issued. So nothing that the judge ruled, you know, has affected a drop of water so far.
So we're in this terrible drought, and I got to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to hear what's the status on the bay, if this hasn't impacted being able to be a custodian for that water flow. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. We're talking about the drought and the whooping cranes in the San Antonio Bay and about keeping the estuary healthy, which is a big part of the Gulf ecosystem. We'll be right back. Listening to The Source on KSTX, I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the whooping cranes, a federal judge, and who should get the water. Jim Blackburn is on the line. He is with the Aransas Project. He's helping fight the lawsuit to keep the water flowing to the San Antonio Bay. And so what is the situation now? I mean, we're looking at tough water restrictions. One of the drought just gets tighter and tighter.
Well, I think the situation has the potential of being as bad as it was in 2008, 2009. The interesting thing, we have support all over the Aransas County area from Republicans and Democrats, from people that are bird watchers, and particularly people that are fishermen. What we're finding is that when the whooping cranes do badly, the entire bay system is doing badly, which means the local economy is doing badly. The whooping crane is an amazing bird in that it is really an indicator species of the health of the ecology of the whole system. And we're looking at these systems breaking down if they don't receive sufficient water. At trial, we heard about the state's evaluation of New Aces Bay. And essentially, the state has ruled that New Aces Bay is ecologically dead because of water projects that were built upstream. We've essentially killed New Aces Bay by the way that we've gone about securing water. And we can do better than that. We can figure out a way to deliver water and to keep our bays alive and to keep the whooping cranes alive.
So the bays are critical. They're like the nurseries of the Gulf. It's where a lot of fish go to and other water life go to spawn and create the next generation.
Oh, absolutely. Most of the coastal species of fish are dependent on the estuarine system, primarily as a nursery. Many of them just come in, stay a while and leave. Others spend their whole life cycle there. But, you know, particularly shrimp, crabs, redfish, speckled trout, and any number of other, particularly baitfish species, absolutely depend on the bays.
The number to call, 614-8980. Are you willing to conserve more water? Are you willing to spend more for water if it helps keep the bays healthy and keep the whooping cranes alive in the bay? So, looking at some information that the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority has produced about the situation, they're saying that the whooping cranes have been found in various places far outside of the primary wintering area of the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge, so that this is not necessary in order to keep the whooping cranes species alive and healthy.
Well, I mean, that's simply not true, and it's certainly contrary to the evidence that was presented at trial. Now, there have been six birds that have wintered at Granger Lake near Austin. There are a few birds that have been up in the El Campo area, at least in part because of the difficulties in finding food. Whooping cranes primarily depend on blue crab and wolfberry, both of which are very much related to salinity. They can eat other things if they are in sufficient supply. Guadalupe Blanco River Authority at trial presented evidence that they had spent $2 million gathering, and the federal judge in the case in Corpus Christi heard their evidence and basically ruled that it was not credible that there were alternative food supplies for the whooping crane at Aransas during the winter in the amounts necessary to keep the cranes alive.
Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, who is fighting this case on behalf of the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority, is saying that this is another federal takeover of Texas resources, that if this happens, if this goes through, then the federal judges can take over all of Texas surface water.
Well, I think that is a misstatement. I think General Abbott is he's very much concerned about state sovereignty. I think state sovereignty is an important issue. I think that the difference is that what he has gotten off track on is that there is a violation of federal law here. This isn't state, the federal government's not taking over Texas water. The federal government or the federal court in this case is saying that the state of Texas has taken actions that has killed whooping cranes, and they need to do something different. And the state has absolute discretion as to how they go about solving that problem. The judge went out of her way to craft a remedy that allowed the state maximum flexibility. There are any number of ways to solve this problem without interfering with the delivery of a single drop of water. But the state has got to indicate a willingness. And in the briefing that Attorney General has filed, General Abbott has stated that the state of Texas is not interested in protecting the whooping crane.
The GBRA also says that your premise is completely false, that no one found 23 whooping crane carcasses to support the alleged deaths. Only two carcasses and two partial carcasses were found during the 2008-2009 winter.
Right. Over the last 20 years, there's only been 20 carcasses or so found. We found the fact that four were found in 1 year is significant. But Tom Stain is the man who compiled the data for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And Mr. Stain had been at the refuge for 30 years. He had been compiling every year the estimate of deaths. And his estimate of deaths and his mortality measures, his mortality determination methodology, had never been challenged. until this lawsuit and until GBRA brought their challenge forward. Judge Jack subpoenaed Mr. Stain to come into court. She heard 2 days of testimony from him about his methodology, about the way that he undertook his surveys, about how he made his determinations of mortality. And she ruled that he was very credible, and basically found that the challenge was not correct. And so, you know, the question is, when you go to trial and you present evidence, and in this case had a judge sit through 2 weeks of testimony and 20 experts, and the judge ruled against GBRA and the state on every single fact issue, at some point, you've got to wonder why the attention is all focused on everybody's wrong. Sometimes if you're saying everybody's wrong all the time, you know, you might look at yourself.
So
that's the question for GBRA.
So you're saying there is enough water to go around, so we don't have to.
I'm saying there is.
But we have to make sure that when we divide up the water and come up with a water plan, that we have to include what's going to have enough water going all the way down to the bay.
Absolutely. And there are ways to do that. I mean, some of the return flows for wastewater. You can get a bed and banks permit and just basically send that water all the way down. We can have basically pumps and siphons to make sure the water that gets down to the saltwater barrier gets delivered into the bay system. Neither of those two things takes a drop off anyone's water outlet. There are alternatives that would reduce consumption in various ways through drought management, through conservation. And again, it is doing things a bit differently than we're doing, but I don't think in any form, shape, or fashion it's unreasonable if you're looking at the death of the bay system and the death of the whooping cranes.
The GBRA determines water usage for its district in areas as near to the coast as Victoria and Port Lavaca and as far away from the coast as Refugio, Cuero, Gonzales, Seguin, San Marcos, Lockhart, Luling, Kerrville, Burney, and New Braunfels. So that's a lot of communities that could be impacted if the judge says that there isn't enough water and we've got to allocate more for the estuary.
Well, again, I would just emphasize the fact that the judge has found that there is a violation of the act. The judge has not specified how that problem gets solved, and I think that's the key. That there's a tremendous amount of discretion and authority left with both the state and GBRA to craft a way to solve this. I think it, frankly, is something that requires just hard thinking and good thinking. And if you basically deny that the cranes have any right to anything, you'll never even ask the questions that need to be answered here. And I think this lawsuit is about trying to get the cranes in front of the forum in Texas so that they can receive some water. That's really what this is about.
But here we are locked in a costly and slow process of the courts. Any chance that you and the GBRA and others could sit down at a table and work this out, you know, quickly and soon and come to an agreement where everyone would be satisfied?
Well, I would. You know, we have been open to settlement discussions. We remain open to them. Right now, I would say that doesn't look like it's likely. We're headed to court in 2 days. I think that, one can always... One, we're hopeful that it could occur. You never know what will happen in court, and sometimes what you hear in court leads to more settlement discussion. Sometimes it doesn't.
Even the Attorney General Greg Abbott says that this is a substantial threat that poses to farmers and ranchers in communities along significant Texas rivers. The state cannot afford for a lengthy appeals process to play out. So they want a solution now.
Well, I understand they want a solution now, and they could have one if they were willing to sit down and work to come up with a kind of an apportionment and a process to bring some water to the bays. They're unwilling to do that.
But then at the same time, they say that they are determined to preserve this endangered species, and they want to see it continue to thrive.
That's actually not what they put in their briefing to the court.
But that's what they're telling the public.
The briefing that they put into the court, they basically denied that they had any responsibility, and they denied that they had any process that would, in fact, protect the cranes.
So when do the cranes come back?
cranes come back in October for the most part. Some will come in, some will, you know, not arrive until November, but October, November time period.
And when's the festival where y'all have the, everybody comes out and looks at the cranes?
I think that's later on in the year. I think it's February. But the cranes are there from basically November through March, April time period, and there are any number of excursion boats down there that take people out on a daily basis to see the cranes. And there's a lot of knowledgeable people down in the Rockport area that in Port Aransas that can take people around.
Something to put on the bucket list. Look at those cranes.
All right. I would tell you everyone should do it.
Jim Blackburn, thank you so much for joining us from the Aransas Project. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.
The Source is a production of Texas Public Radio. Paul Flav produces the show. Oversight is provided by TPR Program Director Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor, and production assistance comes from Catherine Dixon. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.